Greetings, pilgrims, on your way to Bethlehem. This is Pastor Bob coming to you from the broadcasting studios in the Parsonage, the heart of Arthur, Illinois, the House of Peace. Today we start our Advent daily devotional series using devotions from the great series called The Jesse Tree, put out by the Reformed Church of America. The Jesse Tree, of course, refers to the lineage of Jesus, his family tree, which, as we know from the prophets, goes all the way back directly to King David. And King David came from his father, Jesse. So the Jesse Tree is the family tree of Jesus, which we're all a part of. These wonderful devotions for Advent were written by a woman who works for the Reformed Church of America named Grace Kloss. Grace Kloss, that's an amazing name for an Advent devotional, isn't it? The grace of Jesus and the Kloss of Santa. So what a great combination we have. Well, without further ado, let's begin our devotional. This is the individual devotional. Also attached to this email is the family devotional. You can decide how you want to listen to those. You can just listen to one or the other all the time. You can listen to one in the morning and one in the evening, or you can share around. When your family's there, listen to the family, and when not, listen to the individual. Or you can just pick one and stick with it the whole time, however you want to handle it. They will cover the same scripture verse and the same theme each day, so it'll be just growing deeper when you listen to it twice. And therefore, you know, you can go back and forth. So today's devotion, the first Sunday of Advent, November 29th, is called Present in the Beginning. Present in the Beginning. We're going to read a selection from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. Here's what the Word of God says. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in His image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. Do you ever reflect upon the story of creation and the first two human beings? Actually, the cast of characters is more extensive than it appears at first glance. Of course, there are the two humans and God, the Creator. But there's also the Spirit hovering over the scene. And there's the second person of the Trinity, the Word, who was with God in the beginning, through whom all things were created. Remember John 1? That person, Jesus Christ, may not be present in his human flesh quite yet, but he's certainly part of this scene. As God squats in the dust, gathering it into the form of a man, he has another human in mind, Jesus Christ. Though Jesus has yet to be born into the world, when he is, he will define humanity for all time. Jesus is first, Alpha, and Jesus is ultimate, Omega. So when God creates that man and that woman in Genesis, fashioning them after his image, he is really fashioning them after the image of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God. If we humans bear God's image, Christ is God's image. Keep this in mind the next time you hear that it's our ability to reason, to create things, or to relate to other people. That it is the image of God in us. It might be that, or it might simply be Jesus Christ, the perfect human, the one there from the beginning, the one who is always interceding for us. If we worry that the image of God has grown dim in us, we can be confident that through Christ, it's still shining brightly. Let us pray. Jesus, we are so grateful that you are the image of God and that you are the true human. And we're thankful that through the Holy Spirit, we can be united to you. We pray that you would shape us to look more and more like you each day. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for the first of many Advent daily devotions to come. Hope you'll be with us again tomorrow. Until then, let us hear this benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.